Hey guys, Lance Erlein here. We're Houston. We're the city of champions. How about I give you another champion? If you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. They're champions. Free consultations are available 24/7. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW and DaspitLaw.com.
It's John and Lance.
Do you have any, is there any intelligence out there at all?
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Erlein.
Joined in studio right now by Eric Layton, old friend of the show, me and Lance. Are you still, guys still doing that?
No, we haven't podcast? Done the podcast off script. It was good. We won an award. It was an award-winning podcast. The potties.
We won a potty.
Yeah,
we won a potty.
We won a potty.
First year. It was our first year doing it.
Yeah, first year we won a potty.
Yeah, yep. Yeah.
It was the most impact on a baseball team and
in a
championship
culture.
Team and culture, yeah. Culture change. Mm. Eric Hart, our
hottest guest.
So as a big Rams fan, Hassie Harrison. We had hottest guest.
Yep.
We had coolest guest, Michael Kelly Jr.,
mm-hmm. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
He's cool.
We had some good guests.
Yeah, we did have a good guest. Braves fan, so he's already chirping at me.
I retweeted. Somebody had the funny gif where the funny little meme they created where it says Angel Hernandez, like in your context, says
miss call.
And I retweeted that somebody else sent, and he like retweeted and had some nasty comment about Angel Hernandez.
Oh, that's so cute.
Yeah.
So y'all had like a moment.
He's dropping Twitter names on us now.
Yeah, he's had a moment.
Well, no, Michael Kelly.
Michael Kelly, retweeted my tweet.
But he had a nasty comment about it.
Oh, he did?
Because, he's a big Braves fan.
Did you win most accident-prone co-hosts on a podcast?
No, not in 17.
One? Oh, okay.
It was later. The next year that he hurt himself playing frisbee golf.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. Okay.
And then I capped it off with the dislocated shoulder. That's whenever they gave me a Lifetime Achievement Award. Mm-hmm. So I was pretty excited about that. Yeah. So what are you in town for?
In town celebrating a birthday, father-in-law's birthday.
Okay. Eric is an actor. He's extremely famous.
These people know.
You guys all know who Eric is.
Yeah, I don't think we need to do this again, do we?
I don't think we need to do this. You guys know. You've seen him on multiple shows.
He's won a potty.
Yeah, he's won a potty.
What a potty.
You said, hey, is this guy in jail again here on SVU? Who did he, who did he murder now?
Still can't believe he murdered Rosie.
Right, right. At the Astro game 2 nights ago, some guy was like, "You're the mayor of Absaroka County." Took me about, few seconds to remember that Absaroka County was the county in Longmire. And by the way, I have been at Astro games multiple times where people will yell, "Bring back the podcast."
Yeah.
People the love blindfold. The podcast.
Eric,
love that podcast.
Yeah, they loved
it. Love the podcast. Yeah.
Do you know that Eric helped the Astros win a championship when he would wear a blindfold? We just made a joke on a podcast, like every time he was there, every time you were there, they couldn't score.
Yeah,
whatever
if I watched,
you should just wear a blindfold during the games. You can go to the games, but wear a blindfold. So he actually brought one to a game. And they won. So he brought it out like 3 times and they scored runs. And like he would bring it out late in a game. It's like,
That's
a superpower.
Right.
If you've got to use this, bring it out if you need to use
it. When I needed Evan Gaddis to go yard in order to tie the game against the Yankees in game 6, I pulled out the blindfold and it
worked.
Eric,
did your character smash Ruth? Ask him that. That's what Twitch wants to know. You did not.
Well,
we don't know what happened.
Know what happened. Julia and I know what happened because we talked about it.
Oh, you did?
But,
Had to been there?
You're in Ozark. But what did their characters?
Did our characters.
Right,
did their characters.
Right,
right.
Not
on TV.
You played the character.
Yeah, but, but things happen off, not that was caught by the camera.
That's right.
But did they at any point?
That's
Eric
right.
was in
Eric,
Ozark.
Eric, let's be very clear. Eric did not smash Julia.
Yeah.
No. I want to make sure we get this
and
on the mic.
Question.
Yeah, that's not the question.
That's not it.
I do think Carrie Stone and Ruth probably had relations.
Wow.
Yeah. Because, after the romantic dinner in episode 1, and we did a little partying, and the restaurant was closed, and I cleaned up. I just think that, I think that's why it was so hard when I had to say goodbye. And if you rewatch it and you look in her eyes, you can see they're getting wet.
Yeah.
The eyes. Her eyes are getting wet because she can see. Sorry.
Yeah.
I know.
It's my bad.
No. We do this all the time. And Del always,
What'd you think of this?
Oh, yeah. I watched CJ's first
pitch. Okay, have you ever thrown out a first pitch?
I have. Yes, I have. Yeah, threw a strike, but it was framed beautifully by my catcher. Yeah, he went up and got to it before it, because I think it would have been called low in the zone.
Who caught
Angel Hernandez? Probably would have called it a strike for sure.
Wait, who caught yours? How could you not remember?
I can't remember, actually.
Because you're a monster Astros fan.
I know, but you black out. Like, I don't know how to explain it. So I'm on the field, and I'm so nervous to go out there, because the PR girl, who's like 20, she's like, are you going to throw from the rubber? You don't have to. And I'm like, I'm never going to do this again. I'm going on the rubber. I'm digging my feet in, and I'm throwing for sure. And she was like, aim high. And Mike Moustakas, you remember Mike Moustakas? Yeah. So he's warming up, and he's just standing right next to me, throwing, you know, ropes to like left field fence. And he's just like, hey, man, don't throw one, you know, like, don't throw it in the crowd. And I'm like, oh, my God, dude, thanks. That's the last thing I hear as I walk up. So I was so nervous, I blacked out. But I did throw, I threw a great ball, perfect strike. No, low, but I got framed. Yeah. CJ, I'm not sure about the form.
Process versus result. The result's great.
Yeah. Result is good. Yeah, I mean, it's like a bad golf swing.
Did he throw from the rubber?
He did throw from the rubber, it looked like. But, man, he shot-putted it.
Yeah.
Which I thought was an interesting take. I don't know. Yeah. I wonder if he was just trying to protect a shoulder, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think there's anything? Because how do you not know how to throw a bat? Like, that to me says that you don't have a father that was a good father.
So this is what I struggle with.
When I see kids that can't throw,
I'm
not going to accuse his father of not being a good, because he can play he actually played
great basketball player.
Great football player.
Oh, and he hit home runs. Oh,
yeah,
he hit a home run.
That's what I'm saying. I think he can. I think it's protective.
Maybe his football motion. Maybe.
I think he's protective. Yeah.
Maybe he just didn't want to cut it loose, and he's just like, I'm just going to keep it right here, throwing a dart.
Yeah.
Maybe it was like that.
Maybe it was that.
Yeah. Because actually, he did go yard in the celebrity softball game. He had a great swing.
Too good of an athlete.
Yeah.
I think he's protecting the shoulder.
It was shocking to me that the throw was, it didn't look great, but man, it was right on the money.
It was.
60 feet, 6 inches.
Yeah, no, I've done it. Have you done it?
I have not done it.
I've never thrown out. You've also shot.
I've sang the national anthem. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Can we get a taste of that? Yeah. Do we have that on tape?
No. Yes, we do, as a matter of fact.
I think we should probably try to cue that up, just because I've never heard it.
Yeah, let's hear what you think about that. Yeah. What do you have? Is it rice?
It takes too long.
No. Oh, it's about 30 seconds.
I just need like 2 bars. I don't need the whole thing. I just need 2 bars.
It won't take long. If it was a World Series, if it was a World Series prop bet, it would have. No, he hasn't found it yet.
Okay. All right. Well, when he does,
yeah,
man, I would love
to. In radio, we don't put headphones by the microphones.
So. Oh, my bad. Yeah, my bad.
See by the dawn's early light, what so proudly
he said he needed 2 bars.
At the twilight's last gleam, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight.
I was playing for the crowd.
That's disrespectful. You and Rosie O'Donnell were very disrespectful during the.
No. I stood up. I didn't kneel.
But she didn't kneel. She just grabbed her crotch and spit.
I didn't do that. I sang it pretty quick.
I'm not sure how many chair turns you would have gotten there on The Voice. I'm not sure that would have gotten a chair turn.
What's a chair turn?
You know, like on The Voice, like they're all backwards. And then when they hear the voice they turn if they want that voice.
Yeah,
I don't think they would have gotten the chair turn.
Oh, my God, no, it's John Donato. Yeah.
I think Simon would have. That is absolutely dreadful.
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 What do you do for a living? Because it's not this.
Exactly.
He would have hit you with that.
9:13, Eric Layton in studio with us here on ESPN.
Right, let's get to some
97.5 and 92.5 on the other side. Right now, I'm talking about Houston Safe and Lock, and the lock part is the one that is really, really critical for you and a lot of people here. Like, Derek has told me, like, hey, man, the people are coming in for the lock thing because it is really important that you are able to lock your businesses up. Multiple doors, you need PIN codes or smart device credentials or key cards or fobs, or if you're having a problem, but maybe it's your locks are easy to pick or easy to get in your doors, he's got the solutions for that. A wide range of commercial property and business access systems that you can choose from. Derek and his guys are experts at this. They're going to make it so that you have the master key system that's perfect for your business, that you know what's coming and going. If you have multiple doors or multiple properties, I mean, this is the way to go. You can keep track of everybody coming and going. If it's just a regular key, you got no idea, okay? But when you get into the access control systems that he's got, you're going to know exactly what's going on at your business. So give him a call, 713-522-5555, or go to 975safe.com.
ESPN
97.5.
You're listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
Holy crap. Did you see yesterday the pro-Palestinian protesters blocking Chicago airport, the freeway to Chicago's airport, and the Golden Gate Bridge? Today, the Brooklyn Bridge.
So no one can...
So You can't drive on the Brooklyn Bridge today. You couldn't get to the airport in Chicago yesterday.
What am I going to do now?
What? You're not...
Are you in New York?
I'm not. That's right.
So no. You're fine.
Is this how you guys were protesting? Didn't you guys...
SAG?
Your Screen SAG Actors protest? Guild?
Yeah, no. Our protest didn't take us to the Brooklyn Bridge. There weren't many flags burning. No, it was a little bit more peaceful. Most of us just went for the Cliff Bars.
You didn't block any streets?
Went for the Cliff Bars.
Yeah, they had great snacks at the strikes.
How stressful was it to be in the middle of a strike and have no work going?
Well, it's stressful. That's why everybody went for the food and the free sunblock.
Yeah.
You know, you were just walking away. Although I will tell you, you get your steps in. You know, when you're walking around Disney every single day, you got your steps on.
So let me ask you this. What is there before we get to the Astros? What are you working on? You have something going on right now?
So, your favorite character of mine, Scott Anderson, back with Bosch, doing a couple more episodes on their spinoff, which has been a lot of fun. Always good to do that. And then I've got a couple shows I'm selling. Yeah, really? So trying to move over into the producer development, behind the camera, so I can make that John Granato money.
What are you selling?
I've got a non-scripted bourbon show.
Mm-hmm. You've been working on
which
that.
I've been working on for a long time.
You reached out to somebody close on Astros Twitter who's a bourbon girl, right?
I did. Yeah. We spoke. So I've got a great show about bourbon, non-scripted, for bourbon lovers and just competition.
We got a bourbon show. I mean, you reached out to a girl, but we got a guy on here that does a bourbon show.
Oh, he's massive.
Yeah.
Oh, who's that? Yes.
He's got a show. He's got a show on here that people come from all over the,
Great. Well, put me in touch.
Yeah, I will. He has a big thing where it's tickets are
great.
You know, they have 500 to 600.
Walter White was here.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Yeah. What, in character?
Brian Cranston.
Brian
Cranston was.
All right.
Scott Anderson's here.
Scott Anderson's here. Yeah.
Brian Cranston was here. Yeah.
Yeah. I got a half hour comedy about Little League Baseball because I am in it right now with a 9 and 11 year old. So I know what goes on with the fathers of Little League Baseball.
That actually would be
insane.
Pretty funny.
Yeah. And so it's think in the world of Danny McBride.
Dads.
But Little League.
Yeah, that hasn't been done. Well, it has been. Bad News Bears. But the parents, the way families are so, and travel ball, like that's waiting to have a comedy made about travel ball baseball.
Yeah, yeah. So we're there. I'll tell you what script I read yesterday, which you might get a kick out of. Did you guys see the Chad Powers deal that Eli Manning did? When he dressed up as Chad Powers and went to tryouts, get ready for a TV show because it's coming.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I think I might. I didn't sign an NDA. I'm all right. I can talk about this. Yeah. So they've got a script out
for Chad Powers.
Chad Powers.
Yeah.
Yeah. Glenn Powell playing Chad Powers. You know, Glenn Powell.
Who is he?
He's like blowing up right now. He was like the Maverick character in the last Top Gun. You know, the young, hot, good looking one. Texas guy.
Oh, yeah. He's from Texas?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's in a movie with Sidney Sweeney. But You, I think is what it's called. Something like that.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yep. You're exactly right.
Is Sidney Sweeney going to be in it?
I don't know.
Don't care then.
Yeah.
If Sidney Sweeney's in it then. There's a hook.
He plays Chad Powers.
Okay.
So Eli's a producer on that. So I got things going. So things are cooking. It's good.
That's great. Good for you.
Good deal.
What are you doing in Houston right now?
I told you, I'm here for my father-in-law's 80th birthday. We've already been through this.
He doesn't listen. Don't worry about it.
I'm trying to find... I was just looking at Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift.
And that's
Coachella.
Understandable.
Wasn't paying attention.
That's understandable.
That's right.
All right, so Astros. John famously... Dell, if there's one thing John famously said before the year about the Astros, what would it be?
He said, this is going to be the best team in Astros history.
Mm. Best team in Astros history.
Now, he's not giving up on that.
I'm not giving up.
Okay.
He's not giving up on that.
I'm not as confident,
okay.
But I'm not giving up on it.
Okay.
So far, your thoughts, we haven't talked any baseball. You and I don't think have talked any Astros baseball other than just a snarky text here or there. Give us your thoughts on it's early, it's injuries, or what are your thoughts on Astros right now?
My thoughts are the...
And you watch them
clearly,
all.
I watch them all, and I was there the other night. Thank God for a W, and I'll go tonight. But, clearly we've been hit with the starting... pitching injuries.
All right.
So that's an issue, right? That's it. We've got a glaring hole at first base that we have to deal with. I just don't think a World Series caliber team can have Abreu and Singleton as your options at first base, even with the lineup that we have. So I feel like that has to be addressed at some point. The biggest issue for me, and it happened last night, is that the guy you basically spent your whole purse on, right? The guy you gave your bag to can't get two outs.
Yeah.
I mean, he just can't do it. And he hadn't done it all year. And we haven't put him in a lot of positions to actually come in and get saves. And I get that. But at the same time, the guy has not been able to come in and get outs.
Get guys out.
And that's a problem.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Because you gave him the bag instead of like maybe three or four guys like the Rangers did. And
you didn't hate it at the time when they signed
him. I loved it at the time.
Right.
I loved it at the time.
It doesn't change
the
fact.
And I still like it.
Right.
But I don't know what's going on. I know these guys are so fragile, a lot of these closers, and they have to be in the right situation or their like head gets all messed up.
I don't like those kind of closers.
But the thing is like they haven't put him in that position to close.
Lance thinks it's the pitching coaches are about to go or should go.
I mean, this is 2 years. We're going on 2 years.
Look
now.
What Strom's did in Arizona.
Yeah.
You know who's giving up the least runs in the league?
Diamondbacks.
I don't think it's no, I think a pitching coach should be right now. He should be on the hot seat because you've got a wide variety of, and I'm not even getting into the injury stuff. I think, I do wonder if maybe the years of spin rate and curveballs and all that stuff has maybe taken a toll on some of their arms, but that's just, throwing out a guess. But I do think Christian Javier is not the same guy as when Strom was here. Of course, the year, that's not entirely fair because he had a great, great year under Miller, but his job is to fix this. His job is to fix Hunter Brown. His job is to fix Josh Hader and Ryan Pressly. And I don't see a lot of guys getting fixed. And my dad was a professional coach. And what happens is eventually, if things don't get fixed, you're accountable. They will move on from you. And I 100% think that his job right now should be teetering because the pitching is not good enough. If Hunter Brown goes out and gets his wig split again today, then I don't know what you do with them anymore. I mean, he's almost an automatic loss when you throw him out there. If it happens again.
Yeah, you got to send him down. And somebody's getting sent down for Verlander on Tuesday.
It's too early for that, right?
So, but who's going to go down?
Too early to send Hunter down?
Yeah.
So do you send this guy who picked Arrigetti down? Because Arrigetti, now granted, he had a really rough inning, but he looked way better. He at least fixed some stuff.
Yeah.
And anybody that K's Acuna three times has got something.
It's not going to be four starts in for Hunter Brown. They're going to give him a bigger leash. They almost have to. I mean,
but what if you're doing damage? What if he's mentally not where he needs to be? What good are you doing by continuing to bust up his psyche and let him get his ass kicked? I mean, if it happens again, is that you like that?
No, but it's not like his.
What about bullpen? Send him to the bullpen?
That's a possibility.
Yeah.
I think that's probably a bigger, better possibility.
Probably.
Because guess what? They need a lot of help there too.
Well, they need a ton of help there, but I also think that you can't look at this like a normal year. This is not a year where we're, five games above 500. This isn't a game. We're not even even.
Two
games under 500. So, I mean, you now are really messing around with we're going to have to go on some serious runs.
It's early.
I know it's early.
It's only a tenth through the season. So,
But let's see if Hunter Brown, what is the over-under tonight?
Well, you want Quinnell or do you want Hunter Brown on the mound?
Okay, I'm just going to give you an over-under on tonight. Does Hunter Brown go more than three innings tonight?
Yes.
Okay.
Why are you so confident in that?
Yes, he's going to.
Why?
Because he's got a lot of rest. He only worked a third of an inning last game.
How much did you think rest is the reason? You think he was tired? That's why he only worked a third of an inning?
Maybe. You don't know.
Yeah, I do know, because he only went, like, 3-1. What did he go in the
I've
in
got
his first
confidence
start?
In Hunter Brown tonight.
You better
go in 4 innings.
You better relax on cosplay Verlander. That guy's been terrible.
He's really been awful. Yeah, I mean, really been awful. There's no question about that. But they're not sending him down right now. It's way too early. So, now, if he goes to the bullpen too and he struggles there and can't get anybody out, then, you know, yeah, he's a real possibility to be.
Did you see where Forrest Whitley got people out in a minor league game the other day?
I did. One in a row.
That was pretty cool.
One in a row.
If we're going to talk about the minor leagues, I don't know how hard it is to play first base, but I also don't know how. Like, Loperfido has 13 home runs in, like, 9 games.
He's also struck out half the time.
It doesn't matter. He's like Aaron Judge. He's a machine.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'll put him in the lineup. What is Abreu doing? He's batting about 103?
Yeah.
Okay.
We can't use...
And with by the way, like...
Up from 87, okay. Though, to be
yeah,
fair.
Yeah, that's true.
Now, last night, Pena had an error, but I teach my 9-year-old to get off the bag to save a run.
Right. Yes, that was
what
piss
is Abreu
poor by Abreu.
Doing?
Staying there, he's got no glove anyway. It was a...
So I'm just, I'm
so over Abreu. That was a Bagwell Lytics is going to get you on that one.
Yeah, that's a Bagwell.
John, you can't use Loperfido striking out a lot when the options are Singleton and Abreu.
Thank you.
Okay. No, I'm all for it, but guess what? It's $58 million, $58.5 million on the bench.
So you like $58 million on the field?
No,
playing?
I don't. But
I'd rather have that on the bench.
My money.
I mean, you have to eat at some point.
Well. Yeah, it's better than eat. It's just so bad. It's just so bad. And Singleton is not the end. They got to take Singleton away from him because I don't know why he puts him out there. He pinch hits Singleton for people.
Yeah,
he's awful. He's awful. Why are you pinch hitting him? He was. I think he was 1-for-19 last year in pinch hits. He's awful.
Yeah,
what
I mean, I'd rather pinch hit Greg Kessinger or you know, somebody.
Yeah,
Corey Jelks. Of course, you know that he doesn't play first base, but really, either to Singleton. So
well, that's what I'm saying. I think Loperfido, just as an overall athlete, could go play first base. He's been playing down in the minors.
He's played first, played outfield. He plays, you know, he plays a wide variety of positions. But if you're just going to have a left hand bat, now they want him playing. And Dana Brown addressed it and said, "Yeah, all that power is great. We want him striking out a little bit less. If you want a potential home run off the bench as a pinch hitter, Loperfido is probably a better option than Singleton."
John, when you designated this the best Astros team in history, did you take into account they didn't have a major league first baseman on the roster?
They did. A possible Hall of Famer in Jose Abreu.
Ooh. Whoa.
I just, if Dana
he's
Brown,
kind of ruining that whole Hall of Fame thing.
Dana Brown says we want a guy that strikes out less. So you'd rather a guy that just rolls it over to first.
Yeah,
right. And Abreu, right? That's less than striking out.
Less
sure.
than, yeah,
sure. Okay.
I mean,
great.
Yeah,
I mean, the first baseman can slip and fall, and he can get the first.
That's true.
It's better than
it would only be
out.
Better if he was rolling one over to first base, and he himself was playing first base.
That's true.
Yeah,
he could hit to himself.
Yeah, then we'd be in good shape.
They're not going to make any drastic changes yet. They're just not. I mean, and you heard Dana Brown. And Joe Espada, we believe in him. He's going to hit. He always starts slow.
But do you
He's
think they were
hit.
Lying? Do they really believe in him?
Yeah.
I mean, Altuve's hitting well over 400
right now. No
one
right
has
my opinion because I don't believe in him.
Oh, Altuve is.
I know.
Why are you saying anything about Altuve when you're talking about Jose Abreu?
My point is that you've got guys hitting. We still can't win because we've got too big a hole.
Well, I mean, Yordan had a chance to...
He did.
It was a big chance
he
to
did.
Knock runs
yep.
in. They had a couple opportunities.
Yep,
but,
they did.
But the other pitchers
Jordan's
did their job
great.
Enough. And then Hader to do this, it's been like 4 bad outings for him this year. That's just, it will get better. But you're right. Right now, they're not in a position where they can fade all this. At some point, and I brought this up before the season started, I know we're all ALCS 7 years in a row and all that, and that's true. But they were a bad run by the Rangers at the end of the year and an unbelievable road run for the Astros from being eliminated from the playoffs at all. The Astros were almost not even in the playoffs. They needed help in the last weekend to get there and to play their balls off on the road. They were a terrible home team last year. I mean, dreadful home team. So far, it's not a whole lot better at home.
But I could also flip that switch and tell you that the Rangers were... You know, one inning away from not winning that series and getting to the World Series and winning it all. And they were a terrible home team because the Astros beat them at home every game.
Now, regular season, they were terrible. They were against the Astros.
So, But, you know, I mean, you can, Astros owned him. you can look at that two different ways.
No, that's true. That's true. But I'm just, you know, that's why it shouldn't be a complete surprise, especially once you factor in the injuries that the Astros. Now, we're used to just people stepping in and stepping up. Oh, look, J.P. France.
Right.
Oh, look, he's really good. Who knew about J.P. France? This year, well, Ronel Blanco, though. Actually,
Ronel Blanco steps in
and he did it again. Yeah, he looks great.
And Joey Loperfido.
Well, he doesn't.
Time for you to talk
exist
about.
Exist as a major leaguer.
He might, though. He might. Vanderford is what you're going
to
talk
Vanderford
about.
Vanderford Air Conditioning. We needed to get some in here this morning. It was not great. Maybe they need to call Vanderford Air and have them come out and check the chillers. I know this much. Vanderford Air is great when it comes to diagnosing what your issue is, doing it quickly. They are going to be at your home within 24 hours when you make the call. There's never any charges for emergency charges or overtime charges. They're simply there to get the work done. If you have a big install being done, a brand new system, they get out there as early as you can possibly allow them, and they can start getting the process done. Brand new lines are put in here. New lines can be cut into rooms if you need one or two extra vents and get cooler. They run the heat load in all the rooms to make sure that the rooms are cooling properly. If not, they can cut a new line in there. And when it comes to fixing a concern with your air conditioning, they're really good at diagnosing what it is and then giving you a very fair price. And sometimes what they'll do for you is say, look, this is the price to fix it, but your unit's a little older, so if you want to replace it, we can do it for this much. Here's our financing option. So it's a great opportunity for you at my good friends over at Vanderford Air to get cool before the summer heat really sets in. 281-557-COOL. That's 281-557-COOL.
ESPN.
97.5.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Right. Yep. 937, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776, the number to hang out with us here. How did you feel? Are you a Rockets fan too?
Not.
You're not?
No.
No. You're a Texans fan though.
I am a Texans fan. I mean, Lance will tell you, I get on the bus. I mean, I think that, you know, the bus is rolling a little quick right now. You know, the train's getting a little...
He got on a Rams bus for a while, and then...
But it is fun to watch the Texans play right now.
Yeah,
it's really
fun. It sucked for all of us. Only John and I actually have baggage and scars from it. You just get off and on whenever it's nice for you. It's like a little trolley.
It's a trolley.
It's just a Texans trolley. You get off and on. No problem.
Yeah. When they're losing, I pull the little string up on the top. Ding, ding. I pop off.
Do you now respect Eric less because of his attitude towards the Texans, John?
Yeah.
And Lance?
Yeah, absolutely. But I've already known about it.
Okay.
Yeah, but I think we live in a time, right?
I didn't have
right?
that much respect for him before.
Well, you don't respect a lot of people.
No,
so,
I don't.
Yeah.
So there's that.
Yeah.
I mean... You know, aren't we at a time now where, like, you know, with fantasy and stuff, you're really like more of a fan of players than
that's
you are teams.
That's what it's turned into,
You know, that's kind of what it's turned into.
Yeah.
So I'm in a pool every year where I have three NFL teams that I pick, and you know, those are my teams that year.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
Oh, so you get them if how does that work?
Most
so
wins.
So it's just most wins. That's right.
Oh, okay.
It's a draft.
So it's everybody, a draft.
Yep, it's a draft. There's always two teams left off. And you have three, and it's at the end of the day, at the end of the season,
well,
it's just
like
most wins. It's really great.
We've
been doing
cool.
it for about 12 years.
That's cool. 10 guys.
Yeah. 10 guys, $10,000, three teams.
Eric sounds like he has a Twitter account called like Stafford Muse. You're one of those guys who roots for the players. Stafford Muse, Cup Muse. He'd be one of those types who just tweets about his favorite player.
That's right. So like it might be the Bills one season.
Cup
it might be, you know.
Yeah. So whoever got the Texans last year as one of the last picks probably won your league.
You're looking at him.
You did.
I did take the Texans. I took the Texans late in the second round.
Wow.
And we did.
Second round.
Wow.
Well, now keep in mind, so there's 10 guys. So the way it works is like if you have the first pick.
Snake.
Yeah. Well, no, it's not a snake because that still isn't even. So basically we did it with a computer basically lays it out. So like you can choose whoever wins the year before chooses their draft position the next year.
Oh, okay.
And then so on and so forth down based on what order you were in.
Uh-huh.
And so you can pick first, but then your next pick might not be 22 and then like 27.
Oh, wow.
Or so if you pick, say, like fifth, you might be 13 and 20 or eighth, 12th, in 17.
Oh, that's neat.
So it's, yeah, so you just have to, you have to be real strategic about where your draft position is. So you're looking to see, all right, if I draft fourth, if I feel like all those teams are going to be in the 12 win category, you know, but you really got to hit on that second and third pick.
So where did you pick last year?
So we picked the Texans.
Yeah, what was your first pick?
Oh, I think we went five.
Five.
And we went with San Francisco. Or might have been four.
San Francisco was still there at five.
Yeah, it was there at four. I think we were four. Four. And then I got the Texans in like the late.
Did you win it?
No, we came in second.
Who was your other team?
Our third team was, who was our third team
Saints.
Last year? Saints. Might have been, yes, it was the Saints actually. You're exactly right.
Because it felt like a Saint type.
I usually text you every once in a while. Good.
Yeah, you did.
And I'll text you and say, more wins between these two teams.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's usually for that point.
Well, the Texans exceeded more than anybody.
Yeah, they were huge.
They were fun to watch. And they are
for you to take them that early, everybody must have laughed at you.
They did.
Yeah.
They did.
It's weird because right now it's more like the Rockets definitely were much better. But it didn't do, I mean, the Texans went to the playoffs. So, and the offensive and rookie defensive players of the year, a guy who could have been coach of the year. So the Texans right now, and had a good offseason from a free agency standpoint. The Texans right now, this is as excited as the people have been about the Texans in obviously a long time. It's weird though, because Rockets are on the way up, Texans are on the way up, but the Astros right now are just not off the launch pad yet. It's not the first time this has happened with the Astros early in the season, but right now is different because just the number of injury to pitchers.
I have a football question for you because you guys know more than me. But it feels like now, right, you have to, in order to be a Super Bowl contender, if you don't have, let's say, Patrick Mahomes, right, mm-hmm. or Tom Brady, you have to have a quarterback on a rookie deal so yes. that you can build up around him.
Yep.
And so you essentially have to hit on that rookie quarterback. And then you have to hit on, you know,
you gotta have receivers.
You gotta, yeah. well, sure, but you have the money in the cap space to yes. build around that guy.
Well, and that's
and
why.
And so the fact that they hit on him
yes.
with a coach.
They could do the Stephon Diggs move.
Then they can do the Stephon Diggs, and they have, so they essentially have a window right now.
Yeah, Danielle Hunter. No, that's 100% right. Is now is when you spend money that typically is not what smart teams do. You don't spend on other teams' free agents, but you can do that. You can take that chance when you have a rookie.
Right.
Yes. However, Patrick Mahomes is getting paid. Tom Brady got paid. Peyton Manning got paid, and with the salary cap, with salary more salary cap restrictions than you got now, because the salary cap is expanding. Although the quarterback salaries are getting higher, if the quarterback can out, if you get the right guy, he can outplay that. Even when you're paying him.
It's hard, though.
But then you get guys that want to come play with him, so are willing to take less. Or you get a Tom Brady situation where he's willing to take less.
Or your general manager is really good and knows how to draft. Second, third, fifth rounder.
Well, that's the whole key.
Remember, yeah. I mean, how that Seattle team, the Legion of Boom, was put together with a Schneider.
And remember, that was a rookie. By the way, Russell's on a rookie contract.
Yes, he was. He was. But they did an unbelievable job.
Drafting, yeah. Brownie came from the CFL.
Richard Sherman.
First round pick with Earl. But yeah, they built that team through the draft.
Yes.
But the Texans right now are building their team through the draft. Well, it's unusual because they're building draft, but also a high profile trade, a high profile free agency move in Danielle Hunter, you know, some other good free agency moves. So they're kind of doing a little bit of both, but it's an unusual go for it now type of mentality that you typically would have never seen after the previous 3 years with the Texans. In 1 year to change your mindset about how you can operate, that's rare. Teams who are going to try to copy that mode, it's not going to work.
Right, because,
unless you find CJ Stroud.
Because Serio had to do something well in the draft in order to have CJ make that big of an impact right away.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't have done nothing. Look what Bryce Young's
Nico
doing.
Collins.
Right? So, I mean, he had pieces. Like, he had done well in the draft.
Yeah.
I mean, he
did really
yeah,
well.
Yeah, he's done well. Nico, so, leading up to Stroud.
Nico Collins became a good pick last
and
year.
So did Stingley.
Yeah, became a
Tank,
good pick.
Became a good pick last year. Now,
Tank became was a good pick, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, he's a great pick.
Yeah.
That was a great pick.
So,
now, we'll find out whether or not Kenyon Green is. And he said yesterday, D'Amico said, by the way, for those of you who didn't hear, D'Amico said Kenyon Green would be vying for a starting job on the offensive line. We'll find out whether or not he's going to do that. Are you ready for News of the Weird?
Sure.
Yeah.
You've done it before, right?
Sure. Yeah, I can improv this. Let's go.
Oh, no. John's going to read you a series of
stories, that some are uncomfortable. Some you can't believe people actually did this.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know. True or false?
Well, sometimes he just asks, would you like to stick your hand in a bucket full of bees you know, while gorilla chews off your leg?
Yesterday,
you know,
like, was a guy.
Things where you wouldn't say yes.
Right. Okay. Got it.
So yesterday it was a guy who eats poo. He was he was some kind of a city official in Spain.
Mm. And they kicked him out.
Poo, and they kicked him out. And
like,
thought it was kind of unfair.
Should he be kicked out? And I think that's poor decision making. That'll get you kicked out.
Well, it depends. I mean, do you have poo on your mouth and in your teeth when you walk to work? Because if you're doing it on your own time, I think that's fine.
Well, that was what John brought up. It's a little harsh.
Yeah, but it's a religious thing.
Once the video leaked, it leaked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Once a video leaked, it leaked.
It's a religious thing.
Could be.
Is that what I heard?
Yeah, could be. You never know. You never know what religion.
Yeah, Del here. When something falls through the cracks,
Del's
like that.
There to catch it.
But right now, catch Underdog.
Underdog Fantasy. So your playoff season is here, right? Looks like Giannis is not going to start the playoffs. So what is that going to mean for me? It means I'm going to go higher on Chris Middleton's points in the first game, or I'm going to look at. You know, I'm going to look at any number of players. Rebounds can go higher. Points can go higher. That's going to have a direct impact on my high and low. The same thing could be the case for you. You could take a look at some of these playoff series. Is Luka going to really go off in the playoffs? Is he going to make a statement? How does Anthony Davis do in the playoffs? You know, you're watching the playoffs and you're going higher or lower on some of these statistics, and they offer a huge number of stats. I mean, everything you can possibly imagine for your choosing, and you only have to choose between two and five players. That's it. You do a max of five, you do a minimum of two, and you're going to win multipliers of your original play. You can win up to 100 times your original play if you're utilizing some of their boosters that they have as well, which are harder to win, but they hit all the time. Make sure that when you download your app, you use promo code Lance for your first deposit, because they're going to give you, they're going to match up to $100 of your first deposit. That's Underdog Fantasy. It's the best app that you can possibly use to play along with the sports that you are watching. It's Underdog Fantasy. Use promo code Lance. You must be 18 or older and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms and conditions apply. If you feel like you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Go to ncpgambling.org.
ESPN 97.5. Time now for News of the Weird.
People are weird.
With John and Lance.
That's real weird.
Yep. CBD, yeah, you swallow it instead of spitting, Eric. That's what you do. All right, time to talk about, here's what's going on in the world, Eric, and you can give me. John Wayne Bobbitt, we remember him. Lorena Bobbitt cut off his manhood, right? John Wayne Bobbitt has also lost his toes now due to toxic water at Camp Lejeune. Do you see all these commercials for Camp Lejeune?
No.
Yeah. You see, yeah.
It's been out
all
forever.
Kinds of, it's been going on forever.
Yeah.
Is John Wayne Bobbitt lost more digits than anyone you know?
Well, is each toe one digit?
Yeah, and?
And we get, do
two
we,
toes? How many toes?
And he's lost multiple toes.
Have we confirmed that he didn't replace his manhood with one of the toes?
He did.
He did replace his manhood,
he did.
Actually.
With,
but
he still
lost
toe?
It. But he still lost it.
No, okay. It was and he did a porn.
Oh, God. Okay.
Oh, he lost all 10 toes.
All 10.
Oh, he's
oh,
the winner.
Yeah.
Because I was going to say
that's 11.
Jason Pierre-Paul.
Yeah, he lost
with the firecracker, but if you lose all 10 toes, you're...
Well, 10, is it 10 plus 1 or 10 plus 3?
Oh, it's 11.
It's 11.
Well, I didn't know if she took 3.
Oh, no, she took one.
Just
she
one.
Took one.
Okay.
She took one.
Okay, she didn't take 3. All right. Okay.
She took one.
All right, yeah, that's 11 digits. That's a lot of digits.
What a bad person she was for that.
Okay, so there's a guy in Willow Springs. Apparently, he told insurance company he had a farm accident. He lost both his feet.
Yeah, you...
Did we do this one?
Yes.
Or we did?
And he didn't get the payment. And then he didn't get the payment.
The cops found out he had somebody come over and chop off his
feet. Yeah, we did this one.
Yeah.
And then he got that, was that on the Ring camera?
The Bobbitt.
Yeah, how'd they find that out?
Yeah, the Ring cam.
Apparently,
they just sawing his
feet
off. The cuts like a boy. This looks like an axe cut.
Wow.
How much did he hope to collect?
This is a bread knife here.
I know. Woo.
Apparently, they found out somehow. Maybe the guy who chopped off his feet said, hey, no, he didn't.
Maybe he's just not a smart guy.
The theme today is amputee.
In Canada, a foreign landlord owns an apartment building. He's not paying his taxes. They're going to the people who are renting the apartment to get the taxes for the building. Is this Canada? Canada, you suck.
This is asinine. That's this reminds me of restaurants in Los Angeles, okay? Yes. That ask on your bill, give you they will add money and it'll say for the employee's health and health benefits.
Yeah, you're paying for their health care.
As if I need to pay for their health benefits. Isn't that your
job? Listen, dummy,
that
put it in the insane. Cost of the food.
Like, this is why you can't live in California.
That. Yeah. BC, British Columbia, is requiring hospitals that have designated spaces for patients to illicitly use drugs. That you can go in there and shoot up and hang out at the hospital.
Well, you know, Vancouver became famous for this when the Olympics rolled around and they wanted all of their homeless people in one area. So they basically created Hamsterdam by giving out free needles and telling you that you could around Main Street.
True story.
And this is true.
You were there.
I lived there. And so right in Gastown, there's a 2-block by 2-block radius where you can shoot up. Like, I went to the gym there and I had to pay my meter and I had to ask a woman who was shooting up in her thigh if I could just squeeze by so I could pay my meter to go to CrossFit. True story.
Wow.
True story.
Didn't you say you took your kids there so you could scare them?
That's right.
Straight?
Yeah. No, I took. Yeah. If you ever want to take your kids somewhere and just say, this is what drugs will do to you, fly to BC, fly to Vancouver, and just go straight. You don't have to go that far now.
You can go to LA.
You can go to LA now. Yeah. You can go straight to Skid Row.
Philadelphia. You can go to Oakland.
You go to Philadelphia with the.
But you know what? You can also just make it a trip. You know, you do that, and then you go to BC, and then you kind of go to Vancouver, do some hikes.
Yeah.
Maybe hit Whistler.
Yeah.
A woman who registered as totally paralyzed walked into her appointment and they still gave her the money.
Wow.
Well, what kind of paralysis?
She said she was totally paralyzed. She's been collecting 450 pounds a month, and you would think they'd say, wait a minute, you're not totally paralyzed. We don't have to pay. They're still paying her. This world is so unbelievably awesome where you just get paid for nothing, for doing nothing. Are you going to Brazil anytime soon?
I'm not.
Next year, U.S. travelers are going to need to share their bank statements before they can go to Brazil.
Why is that?
Why?
Can you read
further? I'm curious as to why we need to. I'm not going.
In the Brazilian Constitution, it says no more pores.
Okay.
We don't have pores here?
No more pores.
Yeah. Okay. Foreign pores. I feel that way
about other teams' quarterbacks. I don't want your poor-ass quarterback coming in my stadium.
We've heard, yes.
If we did that, do you think all these people that are walking across our border would be able to get in?
Your bank statement, sir?
Do you?
No, we can't.
Let me see.
I don't have a license. Yeah. I need your bank statement.
I need your cell account, please, if you could open that up for me.
Two things.
Do you have an app?
Have you ever thought about about flying on a plane that's powered by feces, human feces?
Not until now.
No.
Ironically, the name of the airline is Wizz.
Wizz Air.
Wizz Air. It's going to be powered by human feces.
Now, is that only based on how many people go to the bathroom on the flight? Is it real time?
Well, I don't know.
Are they feeding people Imodium? Yeah, exactly.
Get there.
That's the hardest vacuum. You ever sat on the toilet where you flush and the vacuum goes?
Have I ever? Oh. I sit on it and flush for like 7 times. It feels great.
Yeah, that's fun.
Keep going.
Yeah.
I'm almost done.
I'm almost.
Why isn't it called dump air? Why is it called Wizz?
Because two on the nose.
I don't know. Who's looking to fly on dump air?
Nobody.
Wizz?
Yeah, better. I fly Wizz.
If you peel the layers of paint back, you'll see it's a Spirit Airlines flight right there.
That's all it is.
I
recognize this.
I know this.
This is Spirit.
Are we sure that we're going to be able to get there on our dump?
Well, no, okay. I'm not going to fly.
I don't think it's like you pedal like and create electricity type deal. I think they're going to have a reservoir of dump. And that's how it works, right?
It's human feces.
Yeah, I know, but it's not. You don't have to do it on the plane, right? They're just going to have
what if you do?
I don't think.
What if you crash? Otherwise, a bunch of poo gets all over you. And then you catch on fire.
We're only going to get to Toledo.
I think you guys are thinking like it's a train. They're shoveling coal into the.
Yeah, exactly. That's what we're thinking. It's real time.
We would agree that catching fire is probably the worst way you could die. Burning alive.
Catching on fire. The only thing worse.
Drowning's probably terrible. But what if you died in a plane crash where the reservoir of poo crashed into you, and then you caught fire, and your last moments are burning to death.
Not ideal.
Covered with somebody's dump.
Not ideal.
I haven't looked into it, but I imagine they're just going to turn this poo into fuel.
I think so.
Some other
that's
steps.
The way you do it. That's not how we do it.
Okay.
Okay.
We just have a big barrel of poo like and a guy down there with a
that's
shovel.
Right.
And a guy with a shovel going, get in there.
And the stewardess is just force feeding you lettuce and vegetables.
Yeah. Here you go.
Fruit
and steak.
Fiber. Fruit only.
And coffee.
Just coffee and cigarettes for
cheese
everybody.
Cheese or bananas? No cheese, no bananas.
That cigarettes. Binds you.
Would you like some prunes?
We're done. Eric, thanks for joining us.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Good to have you in studio. We appreciate it. As always, talking right now about John Clay Wolf and GiveMeTheVin.com. That's my man, John Clay Wolf. John Clay Wolf gives you more. You know why I really like John Clay Wolf? Because he paid me more money than anyone else would for Frankie's car. My daughter had, I don't know how many. She was like a bumper car for her. And yet, John Clay Wolf gave me a ridiculous amount of money for it. And I was like, wow, this is the best thing ever. John Clay Wolf, I want to speak for you. I want to tell everybody about how great you are. And so I do. And he will do that for you. It's ridiculous. He gives more money for your vehicle than the other guys. You know why? Because he sells them at auction he just doesn't make as much. He buys them, sells them at auction. In some cases, I think he keeps some of them or whatever. I don't know. All I know is that he is really, really good at buying cars. Go to GiveMeTheVin.com. You have to go there. If you're going to sell your car, it doesn't matter. You might not take his offer. But go there knowing what it's worth at GiveMeTheVin.com.
ESPN 97.5.
Bye, bitch.